Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard. In the absence of action by Congress on climate change, Massachusetts officials are pressing ahead to reduce the state's carbon footprint. They are also making preparations for sea level rise. State officials discussed their actions at a forum on climate change at Wentworth Institute of Technology today. WBUR's Fred Tice was at the forum. He joins us now at the studio. Hi, Fred.
Hi.
So can you tell me, what's the biggest takeaway message you got from the forum?
Well, that even though Congress does nothing about climate change, the states can go ahead and reduce this country's carbon footprint anyway. And no state has more ambitious goals than Massachusetts. Under several laws passed under Governor Deval Patrick's administration, the state is on track to reduce its carbon emissions by 80% by 2050. Already, California has adopted a goal similar to Massachusetts.
But what kinds of things are being done to meet that 80% reduction goal?
The Department of Transportation has a project to see if Nantucket Airport can be made completely carbon neutral. The airport already has a large array of solar power cells, and if it works there, some of the lessons could be applied to other airports. The Department of Transportation is also planning 13 fast-charging stations for electric cars at service plazas and rest stations. And the idea is to reassure Bay State drivers they'll never be far from a fast-charging station if they drive an electric car.
Okay, but if we stayed on the same track, though, and didn't try to reduce emissions, how would climate change look in Massachusetts?
Well, I think whether we take all these measures to reduce carbon emissions or not, climate change is pretty much inevitable at this point. And this is how it would look in Massachusetts. We'd have more rain, but we'd have fewer days of rain. And there would be droughts between the heavy rains. And sea levels in the Northeast are projected by the U.S. government to rise anywhere from 1 foot to 6 feet by 2100.
What would the impact be of that kind of sea level rise?
Well, the main thing here is that the sewers will back up. The MWRA's Deer Island facility is ready for sea level rise. It was built to withstand a storm surge that would be 2.5 feet higher than a 100-year storm surge. But the problem is that some of the other pumping stations would find themselves submerged. And if those pumping stations stop working, you could see sewers backing up in Quincy, Braintree, Weymouth, Revere, and other communities. But it's possible that with a prolonged storm surge and rain, a continued rain, facilities all the way out to Framingham could back up.
So what are we doing to try to stop this kind of sea rise?
The state government is still evaluating what infrastructure would be endangered by sea level rise. But let me give you two examples of what's already being done. The MWRA has retrofitted its headquarters in Charlestown, which would be flooded if there was a storm surge that was 2.5 feet higher than a 100-year storm surge. And they've put all their electronics high enough that those would be safe from flooding. And the T is already getting $21.7 million from the federal government to end flooding at the Kenmore Square station. The T is putting up a retaining wall near the station to prevent water from pouring into the tunnels there, the way we've seen happen in New York after Sandy 2 years ago. The Kenmore Square station has had floods for decades. The worst of them was back in 1996.
Okay, so these things out of the Wentworth Forum today. I understand that the former governor, Michael Dukakis, was there and he made some news. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. He was there to address climate change and the national political climate in general. But as he was leaving, he did break some news. He has long pushed for a railroad tunnel that would link North Station and South Station. And he announced today that he now has an influential ally, former Governor Bill Weld. Dukakis says the two will have more to say on that next week.
Oh, so it looks like we might have a Democrat and a Republican working together to try to connect North and South stations. That Metro Link was something that was raised during the big dig. So thanks, Fred.
Oh, thanks, Barbara.
That's WBUR's Fred Tice.